Well, in Newark today, closing arguments resume in the so-called Bridgegate trial of two former allies of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Both Bridget Ann Kelly, Christie's former deputy chief of staff, and Bill Baroni, a top Christie appointee at the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, are charged with 9 counts of conspiracy, fraud, and other charges related to the September 2013 lane closures on the George Washington Bridge. You remember the closings caused a 4-day traffic jam. Prosecutors say it was political payback after the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, declined to endorse Christie. The governor is not on trial, but his fate may be tied to it. During the proceedings, 3 people, including Kelly and Baroni, contradicted Christie's earlier claims that he did not know about the closures. Joe Hernandez is covering the trial for Here and Now contributor WHYY. And Joe, we have the second day of closing arguments today. What did we hear from the prosecution on Friday?
Well, federal prosecutors reiterated what they've been saying this entire time, which is that Kelly and Baroni were a key part of this conspiracy to cause traffic jams as political payback. The prosecutor on Friday began his closing argument with that now infamous email from Kelly stating, quote, "It's time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee." He said Kelly and Baroni were so intent on helping Christie's political career that they took it upon themselves to punish this mayor who was refusing to endorse the boss.
Yeah, they say they did it by setting up a fake traffic study, which led to this huge jam. So what's the defense saying?
Well, the defense, both defendants are saying they thought this was a legitimate traffic study. And both defense teams are really pushing back on the government's key witness, who's this guy named David Wildstein. So Wildstein was Baroni's number 2 at the agency, at the Port Authority. But witnesses said Wildstein's boss was actually Christie. The two were high school classmates. And it's said that Christie got Wildstein that job at the Port Authority. Now, Wildstein has pleaded guilty to his role, and he's testified for the government, but both defense teams are saying, listen, this guy Wildstein is a liar. He was a shady political operative beforehand, and he brought that kind of cutthroat political mentality to the Port Authority. So the defense attorneys are saying, if you can't trust David Wildstein, then you can't convict these two defendants.
So the two defendants are saying, hey, he's tying us to this. We're trying to say that Christie knew about it.
Right. Yeah. Well, Bridget Ann Kelly, who was an aide to Christie, she was a deputy chief of staff, said that she actually briefed the governor on this traffic study when she says everyone still kind of thought it was a traffic study and that Christie approved it. And that time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee email was actually just kind of a joking offhand remark, she says, to Wildstein saying the governor's heard about the traffic study. He's okay with it. Go ahead.
Yeah. And didn't she also say that Christie threw a water bottle at her?
She did. This was at an event after a fire on the boardwalk, which was around the time of these traffic jams. And she had set up an event for him. It was a roundtable. And she testified that Christie, when she was about to brief him on the event, she said, why don't you sit down and throw it to the agency heads who are here, and they can kind of describe to the victims of this fire what services are available. And he said, do I look like an effing game show host? And she said he threw a bottle at her.
Okay. So all this has been coming out over these 7 weeks of deliberation or the process of the trial. But now we go to jury deliberations. What's the possible outcome for Kelly and Baroni?
Well, they're both facing a number of federal charges. They include wire fraud, conspiracy, civil rights violations, and misapplying the resources of the Port Authority. The most serious of those crimes carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. So if convicted, Baroni and Kelly could face some jail time.
Yeah. And what about Christie? Not on trial, we rush to say again. But what are the people in New Jersey saying about these stories that they're hearing?
Well, he's not on trial, like you said. He wasn't called as a witness, but not a day went by where his name wasn't mentioned. His most recent approval rating was at 21% in New Jersey. So 1 in 5 people in the state approve of the job he's doing, which is a record low for him. And, you know, Bridgegate certainly played a role in that, but there are plenty of reasons for it, including his support for a gas tax here. So he's not very popular right now in the state.
Well, 2 things. First of all, will he face charges on this someday? Is there that possibility? But secondly, he's leading Donald Trump's transition team. There's a chance, I'm sure he's hoping for, that he'd have a role in a Trump administration. How does this affect that?
Right. Well, as you know, Christie was not chosen to be Trump's vice presidential candidate. It seems like during the course of the Bridgegate trial, Christie has taken a bit of a backseat in the Trump campaign. But to your first question, whether he would stand trial in the future, it's not likely, but it's not impossible. U.S. Attorney Paul Fishman, who brought these charges, said last year that he's done indicting people for Bridgegate, given the evidence that he had. But he's been sitting in at the trial quite often, so you never know.
Right. Joe Hernandez, if you're now contributor to WHYY, as the so-called Bridgegate trial continues in New Jersey, it's going to go to the jury soon. Joe, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.